Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, exploring the issues that impact our community, providing an in-depth analysis of the latest national discussion, and hitting the issues hard in a thoughtful, passionate, and provocative way. We have another great show for you this morning. I have my friend, my conservative friend, Henry Hollingshead, in the studio with me this morning. What's going on, Henry?
Ron, it's nice to be here as always.
Absolutely. I am so glad you're here. We are going to forego our usual chatter about politics and social issues.
Well, certain things have to be put forward. We have to go forward. Things are more important.
Absolutely. Well, I will suggest to you that we're going to talk about Benghazi. We had a chance to text each other last week, and I know you want to talk about Benghazi, but we're going to do that next week, as well as some of the salient, very important political issues that are taking place in our community. So we'll be
looking forward to it.
Absolutely. But first, what I want to do, I have a friend of mine, Donald Guy, who he's an alumni of the Carolina School of Broadcasting, and he and I were in the same class. And I should let you know that Henry is also an alumni from the Carolina School of Broadcasting. In fact, he and I had a show on 88.1 FM, The Storm. What was it called again? It's been so long.
It's My Turn.
It's My Turn.
It's My Turn.
No, it's My Turn.
No. It's My Turn.
So I wanted to talk with Donald Guy because he's, again, is a good friend of mine, and we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that he has been experiencing in the last couple of years. Donald, it's been a few years since we've graduated from the Carolina School of Broadcasting when we set out to pursue our goals and our career. Talk a little bit about the first couple of years after graduation when you were pursuing film.
I was working on a documentary about serial killer Henry Louis Wallace, who killed 10 girls in Charlotte back in the mid-90s at a station, at the PBS station, WTBI, in Charlotte.
Right. And as I remember, it was your passion to do documentaries.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and I worked on commercials, all kind of things, news stories all around. Mm-hmm. The Charlotte area. Over that year.
Yeah. Now, are you still planning to do documentaries?
Yes, I can, but I just can't lift heavy equipment in my condition.
Yeah. Now, you and I have been friends on Facebook for a while, but I always get caught up in writing about political stuff and religion and politics, and I'm usually pursuing certain political agendas when I'm on Facebook, and I'm always perusing through the news feed. But on Sunday, I stopped on your post, and I learned on Sunday that you are in need of a heart transplant. And to be honest, my friend, I was both stunned and momentarily frightened for you, completely surprised. Walk us through what is going on right now.
Well, Ron, as you know, I'm 6'4", I was 250 pounds at the time, but, I look like the picture of health, but I didn't know that I had cardiomyopathy, real high blood pressure, and congestive heart failure.
Wow.
And I walked around, I worked hard and stuff for a whole year, before I found out, what I had. It was just that I was real tired and showing all the symptoms of congestive heart failure, but I didn't know it.
Did you go to the doctor? Were you feeling bad, and so you went to the doctor, or it was just an annual checkup? Or how did you find out that this happened?
Well, I had got so fatigued and sick, and I finally went to the doctor, but it took almost death for me to go to the emergency room, and then I found out.
How long?
I really thought that I was having an asthma attack or something like that. It runs in my family, asthma, and I thought it was that. And I went to the emergency room, you know, real short of breath and couldn't breathe. And then they did the test on me, and then I found out I had congestive heart failure.
Now, your heart was only operating at 17%, and you were on a bevy of different types of medications. Walk us through that particular experience.
Well, my heart is enlarged, and it doesn't, you know, your heart squeezes the blood throughout your body, and mine was only going at 17%, and then it had went down as low as 11%.
Wow.
And, It causes your body to swell. I mean, you know, your blood goes, you know, your heart pumps blood through your whole body. And, you know, when it's not working, you know, nothing else is working real good. I had got almost 90 pounds of fluid on my body.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, of course, you were officially diagnosed in 2014, and I know this might be a bit difficult, but walk us through the first moments of your diagnosis. How did you grapple with those particular moments?
Well, it really hurt me, Ron. I mean, because, you know, I was real passionate about making films and making TV and, you know, doing commercials, and it was just like they told me I couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, it was just like one day I was, you know, working hard and trying to make films that mattered. And then all of a sudden, you know, I couldn't do anything anymore, you know, because I was barely breathing.
Oh.
How long did they think that you had this problem before it was diagnosed?
Well, they haven't told me, but they said it was probably... like my eating habits and stuff and genetic stuff, you know, that ran in my family because, my father died of a heart attack and my mother had basically the same thing. And so it was kind of genetics and eating bad and, you know, a lot of stress, you know, job stress and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, Henry.
In my heart.
Yeah, you know, Henry, and that's one of the things that happens, particularly in the black community. I mean, many of us in the black community, we develop diabetes, we grapple with high blood pressure, and there is a bevy of different other illnesses that we grapple with, and we don't bring attention to it because we don't go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I had heard that there was... heart problems in the black community a long time ago. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But is the white community, I understand that this is a national issue with regard to heart failure and heart disease. And, you know, there are a bevy of groups out there doing a spectacular job trying to get the diagnosis and all those kind of things. And Henry, you and I, we grapple with weight ourselves. And so this is something that we have to contend with.
I lose.
Well, I mean, you were walking up the stairs and you know, we can get winded. And that's one of the reasons why I started working out, because it's a difficult thing when you're looking at your children and you're watching them grow up. It's like, do I want to be around for them? So we have to make the particular sacrifices to get ourselves in shape. Now, you've indicated, Donald, that you were grappling with high blood pressure and diabetes. Now, were you being treated for these particular illnesses?
No. I would just get like headaches, and, you know, just take acid when they go on, you know what I mean? But I had all the symptoms. And that was one of the things I wanted to stress on your show, too, to get out to the black community, to go to the doctor, get checked out for these things, because probably if I would have got tested earlier, diagnosed earlier, you know, I might not have to have a heart now. Now I have to have a heart, you know, I have to have a heart pump and a heart. And, you know, I've been meeting other people that was in the same situation that said if they would have went earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the one point that we really have to hit home.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we all know that I'm not a big fan of Obamacare. I mean, let's all be honest here. But the two things in Obamacare that I do like, one is that it is set up for people to go see a doctor a couple times a year just to get a checkup. Here's an example. If he would have gone by his own admission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking out of school here. I'm just saying is that is that people have to go and just get checked up, even if you feel good.
Yeah, yeah, that is absolutely true. Now, right now, you're scheduled, Donald, to have a heart pump inserted until a heart becomes available. Tell us, and I know this is a difficult question, and I keep going around it, but I want to really emphasize how critical it is that people understand that when you are diagnosed with a particular disease, there is, after the diagnosis, there is a moment where you are actually dealing with this on a mental and spiritual level. Tell us how you are coping with the idea of having to have a pump inserted into your chest.
Well, I mean, at first, you know, I wasn't too happy about it, but I mean, I want to live, and it'll give me a quality of life that I haven't had in a couple of years, because I've been weak, you know, coughing, you know, dealing with fluid problems all the time. And the heart pump will assist my heart in pumping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the main problem that I have. Mm. And with a good diet and everything else, I can live and, you know, and have a quality of life, you know, that I've been missing, you know, because I couldn't go upstairs. You know, I've been hospitalized on and off, you know, over these last couple of years, and it'll make me stronger.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you changed your diet now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, what is the long-term prognosis once the heart becomes available?
Well, when I do get a transplant, I mean, it's just like I get a human heart. It's almost, if you read, they told me to look at Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the same thing, you know, that I had, and had to get a pump, and then he got a human heart, you know, and he feels better. You know, but I'd never be able to do the same. I shouldn't want to do this or eat the same things that I always used to, you know. So you know how Black people eat. I mean, you know.
I do know.
I mean, you know, especially Southern Black people. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just letting go of the salt and the carbs and the high-fat foods. And I had to let go of all that, and I lost 90 pounds getting ready for this operation, you know, getting stronger, you know, walking, you know, laps and stuff. And, you know, I'm ready. I just want to live.
Yeah, you got the right attitude.
Level, I knew that God, you know, want me to live, you know, because I got a lot to give to the world, you know.
And again, I want to stress to our listeners that if you are feeling tired, exhausted, if there is something that you know is wrong, you know you're not feeling at your optimum at this point, get a checkup. Go to the doctor. You know, it's one thing if you are, you know, you're healthy and you know, you're going through life and you know, you're just feeling strong. But when you know that there is something wrong, something a bit off, that is the moment where you need to take the time, schedule an appointment, and get checked out, because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you need emergency surgery or you need some kind of care because to be honest with you, the price of surgery is exorbitant. It's out of reach for a whole lot of people. And that's what brings me to this question, Donald. A fund has been established through the Give Forward organization to help pay for the cost of the procedure as well as subsequent care, living expenses, and the basic needs for life. So talk a little bit about Give Forward and how they have been able to help you thus far.
Well, Give Forward is a medical fundraiser that has raised funds to help out people with, you know, their medical bills, their expenses, and stuff like that. I know we're not asking for much, but, I mean, those are the things I need to be close, you know, for my heart transplant.
Yeah.
Because I'll be waiting, you know, with my pump, with my mechanical pump attached to my heart, I'll be waiting on a real human heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be close to the heart program, which is a strong program I'm at Wake Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I had, like, the best, you know, doctors and surgeons and stuff there, and that's where I need to be. And the fund was set up, and people have been giving. I'd like to thank people that have given so far, and you know, I hope they keep doing it, because I mean, it'll really help me out. It'll really help my family out, because it's been a strain, because you know, I've been going through this for a couple of years, and they've been with me every step of the way because I haven't been able to work. And, you know, I didn't have any insurance because I was a freelance video worker.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, it's really to help me and my family. I mean, you know what I mean? It directly helps.
Yeah.
Have you been able to pick up any insurance?
No, I got temporary Medicaid. And it's just covering my operation. So it could just cover my operation and some of my medication so far. But, I mean, they could take it from me at any time.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Donald, you know, as I remember when you were in school, you were sort of a player. I'm just so, and I never had an opportunity to ask how many children or if you had children.
Oh no, I don't have any children.
With all the women that was, are you kidding me?
No, and that, I mean, in a way, I'm glad I did. I mean, because I hate to be going through this. You know, it's bad enough my nieces and nephews see me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, and they don't understand everything that's happening, but you know, they just know their uncle's sick.
Yeah.
And you know, you attach to machines and you know stuff like that, but. No, I didn't have any children of my own.
What about the rest of your family? How are they coping with this?
I mean, well, I can see they always strong for me, but I can always see the worry in their face, you know, in their faces. And,
yeah.
You know, I know it hurts, you know, because I'm so young and my father died young from the same thing. And they trying to save me from that fate.
How old are you, Donald?
I'm 41.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And I want to, again, let our listening audience know, Give Forward is an online fundraising website that assists in raising money to help people in a host of areas, including medical bills, help for veterans expenses, funeral expenses, and a whole bunch of other things. And, you know, this is sort of a lifeline for a lot of people who have to open up those medical bills, and they are absolutely astounded at the cost. And so if these costs can be afraid, or you know, if they can be, if you can assist in any way, this is the kind of organization that is in desperate need of assistance for people who are desperate for assistance. Of course, people want to ensure that their donations are used for the stated purposes, and I want to assure you, all of my listeners, that the veracity of Donald's illness has been confirmed, and I want to again be crystal clear, when you are in a situation when you are reaching out for help, these are critical moments. And as I understand it, Give Forward is a trusted, secure, and private site. Over 100,000 people have used Give Forward with confidence, knowing that their private information is safe and secure. So you will be secure in knowing that your donations will help. Donald, if someone wants to help you specifically, what should they do?
Well, I would tell them first to give to the site, giveforward.com. I mean, my mother is handling it. It is very secure. The money will come to her. And, you know, I trust my mama.
Yeah.
You know, she's handling my fundraising attempts. And, yeah, I mean, just to make people feel secure, I would rather them go to the website. They don't, you know, send me the money directly.
Yeah. Were you able to garner how much this actually is going to cost you personally?
I wouldn't know. It's been so much. Like I said, I haven't been able to work in almost coming up a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't be able to work, you know, after this. And, you know, so I've been living in hospital with my parents' home.
When they put when they hook you up to the machine, and they put the artificial pump in you, how much movement are you going to have? How much can you get around?
I'll be able to get around pretty good. I'll be hooked up to two batteries, and I can walk around. You know, I learned how to walk and stuff. They say I'll be able to get along pretty good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Hey,
once I have it.
Well, one of the other things in terms of the spiritual aspect of this, where are you spiritually, and are you with a church, and how are you connecting your spiritual life with what you're having to deal with?
Well, I grew up on two sides of the coin, in Baptist and Catholicism, and so I've been in both.
Yeah, I was a Catholic
ever since. And I mean, you know, I mean, you can't get enough. You can't get enough God and Jesus, and I mean, I know He's with me, brought me, because I could have died so many times, you know, since I've been diagnosed with this, and I know He's helping me, and I mean, that's just a shoulder to lean on that'll never go away.
Yeah. Well, I should let you know, I was raised a Catholic, and I became a Baptist when I was an adult. And so so we go through those particular moments where where are we spiritually, you know? So.
Oh, it didn't take long. It didn't take long because, I mean, when you're close to death, I mean, you really call out to Him.
Yeah.
And then you learn to really strive, you know, to be next to Him. And it's, you know, I've had people come into my life, and you know, since this happened, and teach me things that I didn't know, you know, that I didn't know, because I thought I knew everything. Yeah. You know, I thought I read the Bible enough, you know, to know the rules. But yeah. I mean, obstacles come along, you know, that make you really see the light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your procedure is scheduled for what day, Donald?
Well, I have a minor surgery the 12th, which is Monday, and my heart pump surgery next day, the 13th.
Okay. And as we get ready to close out the show, I do want to ask you if you, again, can speak to the audience, particularly those of us who are black men, who are very hesitant, who are very squeamish about seeing a doctor for whatever reason, whether it's prostate, whether it's, you know, whether it's cancer, whatever the issue is. Speak to the audience about the importance of getting a checkup and taking care of their health.
Well, I would like to speak to all the black men in America from ages 20 to 40. You are not immune to getting diseases that you see other people or older people getting. And I know you always think it's tomorrow, but tomorrow will come. So I'm encouraging all my brothers to go to the doctor at least one, ask the hard questions, get the hard test to prolong your life, because we're already endangered in so many ways.
Yeah.
And just a simple test and simple medication might save you from a fate that you hear that other brothers have, as far as having diabetes. These are slow death things, as far as having, you know, heart problems, high blood pressure, those headaches you get after those pork chops that are so good, those ribs are so good. Though that's not, you know, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard to push back from the table, you know, when you had that good meal, and you know, but it's, or smoking cigarettes and stuff. I mean, these are things that are killing. And you don't know, if you don't know what genetically wrong with you, or you know, you have an abnormality in your body somewhere, these things could lead to your death quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, prayerfully, Donald, you are going to be around with us for quite some time. And I pray that God will touch your heart and touch your body and touch your spirit. You know, when we were in school together, you were one of the guys that I looked at. It just made me smile because you were so excited about your career. You were so excited about just being around folks. And the documentary that you were working on at the time, you know, I hope that God paves the way for you to be able to get that done and to see your work on the screen. And, you know, that's my hope for you. I want you to live, and I am absolutely so glad that you are taking the necessary steps so that you can see the sunshine, so that you can see the stars in the sky, so that you can be around for your family and your nieces and nephews. I want you to be here. So I would strongly encourage you and urge you to continue doing what you do. Let all of us try to raise the money that is required to help you with the expenses, but you do what you need to do, my friend.
Ron, and I'd like to tell you, I'm proud of you and what you've accomplished. And I've said many times, I heard some of those commercials, and I said, that's wrong. while driving in the car. And I'd be like, that's wrong. And I'd be so happy for you, man. And thank you and God bless you for helping.
Absolutely. Like I said, we're going to post this show on both of our Praise Charlotte and Old School websites. And as I've indicated, our websites are connected to the Radio 1 family of websites around the country. And again, I can't make any promises, but I certainly want to do whatever I can to help in any way that I can. If I had $1 million, you would have it almost immediately. But whatever I can give, I'm going to give, and as well as do this show with you and for you, my friend.
And that's all I can ask for. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I want to again thank my friend Henry Hollingshead for coming into the studio this morning, and my friend Donald Guy for joining me via telephone to share his very important and personal health journey. My friends, I don't usually ask for help, but today I'm asking you to help my friend Donald Guy. As indicated, he's scheduled for a very important operation in the next few days to insert a heart pump until a heart becomes available. Your assistance will help with the procedures, follow-up medical expenses and living expenses, medication, and so much more. Donald has been out of work for nearly a year, coping with heart failure and the other medical issues associated with his condition. Donald is one of the kindest people that I know, one of the kindest friends that I have, and I certainly would urge you to help if you can. Please log on to www.giveforward.com to help my friend and former Carolina School of Broadcasting classmate Donald Guy. Again, that's www.giveforward.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. This show is available on our Praise Charlotte website. And I want to again give you that Give Forward website. It's www.giveforward.com. Again, www.giveforward.com. And you will be able to find Donald Guy's story on the website and be able to assist him in a very big way. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.